I started off today with coffee and donuts. Probably not the best start of the day, but it was jolly delicious. And in fact, I've still got half my donut left, so I can eat it when I finish this. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs, and I'm here with my 11th micro podcast. It's Thursday, the 14th of April. Last week, I was talking about the books that inspired me as an artist, and I thought this week, what I'd like to do is discuss some of the websites that have inspired me. And interestingly, websites, more than books, I think, certainly when I was starting out, were the things that kind of fed me, gave me inspiration. I suppose websites were easily accessible, kind of, once I'd found something that inspired, I kept going back to get more and more. And one of the first websites that I found was Kerry Smith's website. I was talking about one of Kerry's books yesterday, I think. Now, Kerry's a Canadian illustrator and artist, and I imagine an awful lot of you know about her work already, but if you don't, her website is at www.kerry, that's K-E-R-I, smith.com, and if you go to /, and blog to that, you get to her blog. Now, normally, I go to her blog whenever she updates. I've got her in my Google Reader, and I read her blog, and I forget, actually, there's an awful lot more to her website than her blog. Her blog is full of inspiration and definitely worth visiting regularly. But it's also worth having a look around the rest of her site. So if you just go to www.kerrysmith.com, you end up at her welcome page. There's a few links there that are definitely worth following. Two of which I was looking at this morning were her 100 Ideas download and her Artist Survival Kit download. They're both PDFs that you can download for free from the site, though Kerry does ask if you can, to make a small donation to one of the charities she supports. And I'm just going to talk quickly about both of those downloads. The Artist Survival Kit is it's a 5-page PDF download. The idea is you print it out on some card and then cut out, I think each page is cuts out into 4 separate cards, which you can either keep for yourself or give to a friend who needs a bit of inspiration. And I'm just going to read the contents of one of those cards for you now. There's a great little tongue-in-cheek one called How to Feel Miserable as an Artist, or What Not to Do, underline any that currently apply. Okay, and there are 10, so I'll read you those. 1, and remember these are things you're not supposed to do. 1, constantly compare yourself to other artists. 2, talk to your family about what you do and expect them to cheer you on. 3, base the success of your entire career on one project. 4, stick with what you know. 5, undervalue your expertise. That's one I'm particularly good at. 6, let money dictate what you do. That's quite a hard one to shake. 7, bow to societal pressures. 8, only do work that your family would love. 9, do whatever the client, customer, gallery owner, patron, investor asks. And 10, set unachievable, overwhelming goals to be accomplished by tomorrow. That's another one of my favourites. So there, yes, great. Again, you can find that on Kerry Smith's homepage, www.kerrysmith.com, and you can download that, print it out, and make yourself some great little cards. The other thing that I wanted to quickly mention, I'm running out of time, but it's her 100 Ideas download, which is a lovely list of 100, in fact 95, she calls it a work in progress, of little things you can do to spur on your creativity. And I'll read you the first 5. 1, go for a walk, draw or list the things you find on the sidewalk. 2, write a letter to yourself in the future. 3, buy something inexpensive and use a symbol for your need to create, so a new pen, a teacup, a journal, and then use it every day. 4, draw your dinner. And 5, find a piece of poetry you respond to, rewrite it and glue it to your journal. So there, that's 5 out of 95 lovely ideas, so I'd encourage you to go and download that from Kerry's website. Actually, I had a friend who started a blog recently who was working through all of those, and I was checked to see how she's doing. Lovely. Okay, I'm literally out of time, and I will see you again tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.